Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this special episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast titled Dual Process Theory Impact on Reactions versus Deliberate Decisions, we embark on a profound exploration of the cognitive mechanisms that underpin decision-making processes. As we navigate the intricate balance between intuition and deliberation, we are reminded of the enduring legacy of the late Daniel Kahneman, a towering figure in the field of behavioral economics. Reflecting on his seminal contributions, we are struck by the wisdom encapsulated in his words, "You should not take your intuitions at face value." Join us as we honor Kahneman's insights and delve into how dual process theory illuminates the interplay between intuitive reactions and deliberate decisions, offering invaluable insights for decision makers in both personal and business settings as they navigate the complexities of choice. Let's jump in with a definition. Dual process theory, also known as dual systems theory, is a framework within cognitive psychology that proposes the existence of two distinct modes of thinking or processing information. These two modes are often referred to as System 1 and System 2. System 1 thinking is characterized by fast, automatic, and intuitive processes that require minimal cognitive effort. It is responsible for rapid judgments, heuristics, and quick decision-making based on associative memory and pattern recognition. System 2 thinking, in contrast, involves slower, deliberate, and analytical processes that require conscious effort and attention. It is responsible for critical thinking, problem-solving, and logical reasoning, often involving mental simulations, rule-based reasoning, and conscious decision-making. Dual process theory suggests that both System 1 and System 2 thinking operate simultaneously and interact dynamically depending on the task, context, and individual factors. While System 1 thinking is efficient and adaptive in many situations, it can also lead to cognitive biases and errors. System 2 thinking, on the other hand, is more accurate and reliable, but consumes more cognitive resources. In other words, dual process theory suggests that our brains have two different ways of thinking, one that's fast and automatic, System 1, and another that's slow and more deliberate, System 2. System 1 thinking is like our automatic pilot, quickly making decisions based on intuition and past experiences. System 2 thinking is more like our conscious pilot, taking its time to analyze situations and make reasoned judgments. These two systems work together, sometimes competing and sometimes complementing each other, to help us navigate the world around us. This theory has been applied in various domains, including decision making, judgment, social psychology, cognitive neuroscience, and education, to better understand human cognition and behavior. Dual process theory can be observed in various aspects of everyday life. Here are some examples. Driving a car. When driving, System 1 thinking allows us to react quickly to familiar situations, such as braking for a red light or swerving to avoid an obstacle. Meanwhile, System 2 thinking is engaged when we encounter new or complex situations, such as navigating an unfamiliar route or making a judgment call at an intersection. Decision-making. In decision-making, System 1 thinking often leads to snap judgments or intuitive choices based on gut feelings or past experiences. For example, choosing which brand of cereal to buy at the grocery store may rely on quick automatic preferences. Conversely, System 2 thinking is employed when making significant or complex decisions, such as choosing a career path or purchasing a house, requiring deliberate analysis and weighing of options. Social interactions. In social interactions, System 1 thinking helps us quickly interpret social cues, such as facial expressions or tone of voice, and respond with appropriate emotions or behaviors. System 2 thinking may come into play during more challenging social situations, such as resolving conflicts or understanding complex social dynamics. Problem solving. When faced with a problem, System 1 thinking may suggest immediate, intuitive solutions based on past experiences or heuristics. However, System 2 thinking may be needed to thoroughly analyze the problem, consider alternative solutions, and evaluate potential outcomes before reaching a conclusion. Learning a skill. When learning a new skill, System 1 thinking initially helps us grasp basic concepts and perform tasks automatically through practice and repetition. As we encounter more challenging aspects of the skills, System 2 thinking becomes engaged to focus attention, identify errors, and refine techniques through conscious effort and feedback. Consumer behavior. In marketing and advertising, System 1 thinking influences consumer decisions through emotional appeals, brand familiarity, and subconscious influences. System 2 thinking, on the other hand, may prompt consumers to engage in more thoughtful consideration of product features, price comparisons, and long-term benefits before making a purchase. These examples demonstrate how System 1 and System 2 thinking interact in various real-life situations, highlighting the complementary roles that they play in cognition and behavior, but let's give a more thorough example. Imagine Sarah, a college student preparing for her final exams. As she sits down to study, she encounters a relatable struggle between her System 1 and System 2 thinking. System 1, her fast and automatic mode, kicks in as she quickly scans through her notes, relying on familiar patterns and intuition to recall information. However, as she tackles more challenging concepts, System 2, her slower and analytical mode, begins to engage. At first, Sarah breezes through the material she's familiar with, answering simple questions effortlessly and feeling confident in her abilities. This represents her reliance on System 1 thinking, which is efficient for tasks and requires little cognitive effort. However, as she encounters more complex topics that demand deeper understanding and critical thinking, Sarah finds herself struggling to grasp the concepts fully. This is where System 2 thinking comes into play. She slows down, takes a deep breath, and starts to break down the material step by step using deliberate reasoning and problem-solving strategies to make sense of the information. Despite the initial frustration of having to engage System 2 thinking, Sarah realizes its importance in truly mastering the material and achieving academic success. She devotes more time and effort to the challenging topics, seeking clarification from her professors and peers, and practicing active learning techniques such as summarizing, questioning, and connecting ideas. In the end, Sarah's balanced approach pays off as she not only performs well on her exams, but also gains a deeper understanding of that subject matter. This experience illustrates how System 1 and System 2 thinking work together, with System 1 providing quick responses and System 2 offering more thoughtful analysis when needed. In this episode, we'll discuss how System 1 and System 2 impact intuition versus deliberation, but before we do, let's review the difference between System 1 and System 2, and then jump into a few examples of how System 1 and System 2 thinking are influenced by emotions. System 1 thinking. System 1 refers to fast, automatic, and intuitive thinking processes that operate with little conscious effort or control. It is responsible for quick judgments, immediate reactions, and automatic behaviors based on instinct, past experiences, and heuristics, or mental shortcuts. System 1 thinking is efficient and adaptive for routine tasks and familiar situations, but can also lead to errors and biases due to its reliance on simplifications and shortcuts. System 2 thinking. System 2 refers to slow, deliberate, and analytical thinking processes that require conscious effort, attention, and cognitive resources. It is responsible for critical thinking, logical reasoning, problem solving, and decision making based on careful analysis, evaluation, and planning. System 2 thinking involves mental effort, concentration, and conscious reflection, making it more accurate and reliable, but also more demanding and time-consuming than System 1 thinking. Dual process theory proposes that these two systems operate simultaneously and interact dynamically depending on the task, context, and individual factors. They may complement each other, with System 1 providing quick initial responses and System 2 engaging when more careful consideration is needed. However, they also compete, with System 1 biases influencing System 2 reasoning and vice versa. And here are some talking points on how System 1 and System 2 thinking are influenced by emotions. 1. Emotional priming. Emotions can prime our minds to engage in either System 1 or System 2 thinking. For example, when feeling anxious or fearful, we may default to System 1 thinking, relying on instinctive responses rather than deliberate analysis. Conversely, positive emotions like happiness can facilitate System 2 thinking by promoting a relaxed and open-minded state. 2. Impact on decision-making. Emotions play a significant role in decision-making, often influencing which system dominates the thought process. Strong emotions, such as fear or anger, can trigger System 1 thinking, leading to impulsive decisions based on gut reactions. On the other hand, more moderate or neutral emotions can allow System 2 thinking to prevail, enabling individuals to consider options carefully and make reasoned choices. 3. Biases and heuristics. Emotions can contribute to cognitive biases and heuristics that influence both System 1 and System 2 thinking. For instance, confirmation bias, the tendency to seek out information that confirms pre-existing beliefs, can be amplified by emotional attachments to those beliefs. Similarly, the availability heuristic, which involves estimating the likelihood of events based on their availability in memory, can be influenced by emotionally charged experiences that stand out in our minds. 4. Emotional regulation. Effective emotional regulation can enhance System 2 thinking by allowing individuals to maintain focus and cognitive control in the face of emotional arousal. Practices such as mindfulness, meditation, and cognitive reappraisal techniques can help regulate emotions, enabling clearer thinking and more rational decision-making. 5. Emotional intelligence. Individuals with high emotional intelligence are better equipped to navigate the interplay between emotions and thinking systems. They can recognize when emotions are clouding their judgment and consciously shift into System 2 thinking when necessary. Developing emotional intelligence through self-awareness and empathy can improve decision-making abilities and interpersonal relationships. 6. Effective forecasting. Emotions can also influence our predictions about future events, a process known as effective forecasting. People tend to overestimate the intensity and duration of emotional reactions to future events, leading to errors in judgment. Understanding how emotions shape our expectations can help mitigate these biases and make more accurate predictions. 7. Emotional contagion. Emotions can spread rapidly through social interactions via emotional contagion, affecting the thinking processes of individuals within a group. Group dynamics can influence whether System 1 or System 2 thinking predominates, as collective emotions can either amplify impulsive reactions or foster collaborative problem-solving and critical analysis. 8. Memory and recall. Emotions can impact memory and recall processes, influencing which information is readily accessible during decision-making. Emotional events are often more vividly remembered and can exert a stronger influence on thinking than neutral events. This can lead to biased judgments if emotional memories are given disproportionate weight in decision-making processes. By considering the ways in which emotions interact with System 1 and System 2 thinking, individuals can become more aware of their cognitive processes and make more informed decisions in various aspects of life. Let's take a broader view on this and talk about how emotions influence our decision-making. By recognizing the ways in which emotions impact decision-making, individuals can cultivate emotional intelligence and develop strategies to make more informed and balanced decisions in various aspects of their lives. Emotions can have a profound impact on decision-making in several ways. Here are a few. 1. Influence on perception. Emotions shape how we perceive information and events. Positive emotions can lead to a more optimistic outlook, while negative emotions can skew perceptions towards a more pessimistic view. This bias in perception can influence the evaluation of options and outcomes when making decisions. 2. Affecting risk assessment. Emotions can alter how we perceive risk and reward. Research suggests that individuals experiencing fear or anxiety may be more risk-averse, while those feeling excitement or optimism may be more willing to take risks. These emotional states can influence decisions related to investments, career choices, or personal relationships. 3. Decision biases. Emotions can lead to cognitive biases that affect decision-making. For example, confirmation bias occurs when individuals seek out information that confirms their pre-existing beliefs or emotional predispositions, ignoring contradictory evidence. Similarly, availability heuristic bias involves overestimating the likelihood of events based on their vividness or recent emotional impact. 4. Emotional framing. The way a decision is framed can evoke different emotional responses, which in turn influence the decision-making process. For instance, framing a decision in terms of potential losses may elicit stronger emotional reactions than framing it in terms of potential gains. Emotions evoked by framing can steer individuals towards certain choices over others. 5. Social influence. Emotions are contagious and can be influenced by emotions of others in social settings. Group dynamics can amplify emotional responses and influence decision-making processes within a group. Emotional contagion can lead to conformity where individuals align their decisions with the prevailing emotional climate of the group. 6. Emotional regulation. The ability to regulate emotions is crucial for effective decision-making. Emotionally dysregulated states, such as anger or anxiety, can impair cognitive function and lead to impulsive or irrational decisions. Conversely, individuals who can effectively regulate their emotions are better equipped to maintain cognitive control and make decisions aligned with their long-term goals. 7. Emotional attachments. Emotions play a significant role in decision-making involving personal relationships, possessions, and experiences. Emotional attachments can influence choices related to purchases, investments, career paths, and lifestyle decisions. For example, individuals may prioritize spending on items that evoke positive emotions or fulfill emotional needs, even if they are not strictly rational choices. 8. Impact on intuition versus deliberation. Emotions can influence the balance between intuitive, system 1, and deliberative, system 2, thinking processes. Strong emotional responses may prompt intuitive gut reactions driven by system 1 thinking, while more moderate emotions may allow for reasoned analysis and deliberation characteristic of system 2 thinking. And this is where we are going to camp out for the rest of this episode, with our core application, dual process theory impact on intuitions or reactions versus deliberate decisions. Decisions made in the heat of the moment are often more accurately described as reactions rather than deliberate choices. When faced with intense emotions or high-pressure situations, individuals may bypass rational thought processes and instinctively react based on instinct, habit, or immediate impulses. These reactions are driven by the brain's fast and automatic system 1 thinking, which prioritizes survival and self-preservation. In such moments, there is little time for careful consideration or weighing of options, leading to impulsive actions that may not align with long-term goals or values. Instead of making conscious decisions, individuals are reacting to the immediate stimuli presented by their emotions or the situation at hand. While these reactions may serve as adaptive purpose in certain circumstances, they can also lead to regrettable outcomes or unintended consequences when made without thoughtful reflection. Therefore, it is important to recognize the difference between true decision-making, which involves deliberate analysis and choice, and reactive responses driven by the heat of the moment. Emotions play a significant role in triggering System 1 thinking, the fast and automatic mode of cognitive processing. Strong emotional responses often bypass deliberate analysis and prompt immediate reactions based on instinct and intuition. For instance, shock or fear can trigger System 1 thinking when faced with confusing situations or perceived threats, such as encountering a dangerous animal, experiencing a loud, sudden noise, or even just someone telling you that it is dangerous. In such situations, the instinctual fight or flight response kicks in automatically without the need for conscious deliberation. Similarly, excitement can evoke System 1 thinking when presented with opportunities for pleasure or reward, such as winning a prize or receiving unexpected good news. In these instances, the rush of positive emotions can lead to impulsive decisions or actions driven by the desire for immediate gratification. Additionally, anger can activate System 1 thinking in response to perceived injustices or provocations, leading to spontaneous reactions or outbursts without considering long-term consequences. Lust, another powerful emotion, can also trigger System 1 thinking, particularly in situations involving sexual desire or attraction. In the presence of lustful feelings, individuals may act impulsively, driven by immediate physical desires and instincts rather than reasoned judgment or consideration of consequences. Overall, emotions such as fear, excitement, anger, and lust can trigger System 1 thinking, influencing behavior in ways that prioritize survival, pleasure, or self-defense in the moment. So let's dive a little deeper on these. Fight or flight. I also like to add in freeze, as in fight, flight, or freeze. The fight or flight response is a primal survival mechanism that activates in the face of perceived threats, preparing the body to confront danger or flee from it. When triggered, the sympathetic nervous system releases adrenaline and other stress hormones, heightening alertness, increasing heart rate, and redirecting blood flow to essential organs. This instinctual reaction is rooted in System 1 thinking, the fast and automatic mode of cognitive processing. In both personal and business contexts, situations that threaten one's physical safety, emotional well-being, or financial stability can evoke the fight or flight response. In a business setting, facing a sudden financial crisis, such as a market downturn or unexpected loss, may trigger feelings of panic and urgency, prompting individuals to either aggressively confront the problem or seek immediate escape through drastic measures like layoffs or restructuring. Similarly, high-stakes negotiations, confrontations with difficult clients, or public speaking engagements can induce feelings of anxiety and pressure, activating the fight-or-flight response as individuals grapple with the perceived threat to their professional reputation or success. On a personal level, interpersonal conflicts, family emergencies, or moments of extreme stress, such as accidents or natural disasters, can trigger the fight-or-flight response, compelling individuals to either confront the situation head-on or seek safety and escape. These reactions are instinctual and rooted in our primal need for survival, but with awareness and emotional regulation techniques, individuals can navigate these challenging situations with greater composure and effectiveness. However, as humans evolved, so did our ability to switch between modes of thinking. Through conscious effort and awareness, we can engage System 2 thinking, the slower and more deliberate mode, to override instinctual responses and evaluate situations more thoughtfully. Grounding techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness, and cognitive reappraisal can help regulate emotions and shift from reactive fight or flight mode to a calmer and more rational state of mind. By mastering this ability to switch between modes of thinking, we can gain greater control over our responses and make more informed decisions in challenging situations. But it's often when we step away from the situation that allows you to regain that control. So if you are in a high-stress situation, give yourself that chance to step away from the engaged fight-or-flight mode that takes control of the situation. So now let's turn to immediate gratification. Immediate gratification exerts a profound influence on both System 1 and System 2 thinking in both personal and business context. In personal situations, immediate gratification, exemplified by desires like lust, often triggers System 1 thinking by appealing to instinctual impulses and emotional arousal. For instance, the allure of a passionate encounter may lead to impulsive actions driven by immediate desires without considering potential consequences. Such as agreeing to be in a relationship without evaluating how it impacts one's life in the long term or whether the individual is a suitable match. In the heat of the moment, emotions can cloud judgment, and the excitement of the encounter may overshadow critical factors such as compatibility, shared values, and long-term goals. As a result, individuals may find themselves committed to relationships that lack sustainability or compatibility, leading to dissatisfaction and regret down the line. This example illustrates how System 1 thinking, influenced by immediate gratification and emotions, can override System 2 thinking's more deliberate and analytical approach to decision-making, often to the detriment of long-term outcomes. This reaction occurring in the heat of the moment is not an intentional decision and illustrates that dominance of System 1 thinking where emotions override rational deliberation. As a personal side note to this, relationships, both professional and personal, that begin in a state of immediate gratification as a knee-jerk reaction or through coercion are not going to be healthy situations. And let's give a quick example of this in a business context. In moments of frustration and financial strain, individuals may succumb to the allure of immediate gratification by hastily applying to jobs that are lower in title and pay than their previous positions. This reactive response, driven by the urgency to secure employment, reflects System 1 thinking dominating over deliberate analysis. However, taking a step back to engage System 2 thinking allows individuals to consider the long-term implications of accepting such positions. They may realize that neither they nor their new company will be truly satisfied in the long term, as the role may not align with their skills, aspirations, or financial needs. Therefore, despite the immediate relief of securing employment, thoughtful consideration of both short-term needs and long-term goals is essential for making informed and suitable, sustainable decisions. In moments of heightened emotional intensity where the fight or flight response or the allure of immediate gratification reigns supreme, it becomes crucial to navigate between System 1 and System 2 thinking. These cognitive systems offer contrasting approaches to decision making. System 1 operates swiftly, driven by instinct and emotion, while System 2 engages in slower analytical reasoning. Recognizing the interplay between these systems is essential for making informed choices amidst intense emotions. The following strategies outline how individuals can consciously switch between System 1 and System 2 thinking to ensure decisions are grounded in thoughtful consideration, even in the face of urgency or impulsive desires. 1. Recognize impulsive triggers. Be mindful of situations or stimuli that trigger impulsive desires for immediate gratification. Awareness of these triggers allows you to pause and assess whether System 1 or System 2 thinking is more appropriate for the situation. 2. Pause and reflect. When faced with the allure of immediate gratification, take a moment to pause and engage System 2 thinking. Reflect on the potential consequences and trade-offs of giving in to the immediate desires, considering both short-term benefits and long-term implications. This often relies on stepping away from the situation for a moment or two. 3. Consider alternative options. Explore alternative options or strategies that align with long-term goals and values. By considering alternative paths or delaying gratification, individuals can make more informed decisions that balance immediate desires with future aspirations. 4. Seek accountability and support. Enlist the support of trusted advisors, mentors, or peers to provide perspective and accountability. Collaborative discussions can help challenge impulsive thinking and encourage more thoughtful deliberation. 5. Set boundaries and goals. Establish clear boundaries and goals to guide decision-making and prioritize your long-term objectives over immediate gratification. By setting specific criteria and benchmarks, individuals can ensure that decisions are aligned with broader strategic priorities and values. 6. Make decisions before they are reactions. If you wait until a situation is in the heat of the moment to make a decision, chances are you will succumb to the knee-jerk reaction versus a deliberate decision. 7. Communicate. In all situations, business and personal, open, direct, and honest communication with those around you. This open communication can allow all parties to make the appropriate deliberate decisions that are best suited for them. Further, open dialogue and ability to meet in the middle can lead to a win-win-win situation for everyone. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. Dual process theory provides invaluable insights into the interplay between reactive responses and deliberate decisions in both personal and business contexts. Understanding the dynamic interaction between System 1 and System 2 thinking allows individuals to navigate high-pressure situations with greater awareness and efficacy. By recognizing when instinctual reactions dominate and consciously engaging System 2 thinking, individuals can make more informed and balanced decisions that align with their long-term goals and values. Strategies such as recognizing impulsive triggers, pausing to reflect, considering alternatives, seeking support, and setting clear boundaries facilitate this process of switching between reactive responses and deliberate decisions. Mastering this ability empowers individuals to navigate the complexities of personal and professional life with resilience and foresight, ultimately fostering success and well-being. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.